Shir Mem Hay and Bava Basra continued Chof Vav Teves Hay Tov Shin Mem January 15, 1980 on Tuesday continued.
Of a remark to Rav Akiva, as if he had learned. I mean, to make such a remark, so this kind of remark befits someone who studied Torah, I mean, for many, many years. And he said, so he knew even the pasuk in the Torah also. And still he was a Roshah, and he said in Israel. So you see that there is no relationship, no necessary relationship between high intelligence and morality. I mean, one can be highly intelligent, Thomas Roshan was probably very, very intelligent, if he could talk that way to Rav Akiva, and at the same time, he was a Roshan who tried to destroy Klal Yisrael with all the intelligence. So, but what is the answer? Omole Rav Akiva, Em Shulcha Roshan, Limo Adoradeim El Nivela Vosal Dom, Shekoas Admoi, Vichofshe Vibesa Asur, ויציבו שלוי ואכילוי ושלוי ואשקיסי ויהו אחד המחות ואכילוי וישקול כי ששומע המלך לא ידורו משגלי ונם קרויים בוני יחסיב בוני מה אתם לא נשמע לתיכם אומרי אתם קרויים בוני וקרויים הבוני בזמן שאתם לא יסריצים של מוקי צורתו נסחו פסורוש עשה he argued with Rav Akiva quite well. So, Atem, is so omrei atem kruim bonim kruim avonim bizman shatem reis mitzish shal mokeim atem kruim bonim u bizman shinat meis mitzish shal mokeim atem kruim avonim vi achshav vi natem meis mitzish shal mokeim. It's remarkable. I mean, that Nisrupe Soroshe said the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda says in Dush. Rabbi Yehuda says in Dush, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. On that point, that was it. Vov medal in Dush. Retan. Boni matem al shemo keicha. Bizman shatem nea giminak boni matem kruim boni. Ein atem nea giminak boni min atem kruim boni. Dino ya biur. Ted nea rei nea bintach o bintach. Atem kruim boni. Shenema boni mishol in heimo. Ve'yoim meyo boni lo heimo bo. Ve'yim meyo zera mireim boni mashkisi. ואם אבוהו יומקים אשר יום אליהם לא יעמי אתם יום אליהם בני כלחוי. So now we're going to do the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says, Reb Yehuda says, usually Reb Meir is mentioned first and Reb Yehuda second, but here the order is reversed in all the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda that you find. So whose opinion is mentioned first? Reb Meir is mentioned first and then Rabbi Yehuda. But here we have the reverse. So Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned first and then Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, there is a reason for it. There is a reason for it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Bizman shatim liya gimin agboni matim kuhin boni. Inatim liya gimin agboni imatim kuhin boni. So, that was the same argument that on the scope of Zoroshe said. So, Omalei, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, הרי מאיר, הרי פריס לרוב לחמך ואני מרוד עם טוב מבייס. אם מסייע, אני מרוד עם טוב מבייס, הוא איבנה. What do you mean? In other words, the poor people, the unfortunate people, who are cast away, who have no home, who are cast away. So you have to provide a home for them. Now, when are Jews cast away? When Goles, when Jews sing. So when they're not naked in the body. And still the Novi says, Vanidin ruim to your voice. Why? Become our voice for Lachmecho. But so it appears from this pasuk that there is a father's some relationship between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, even when Jews abandon the Torah. So Rav Akiva said the same thing that Rav Meir said, not but Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara is, so what does Rav Meir say? Vinkacha b'chumran. Now the Gemara explains it. My way, v'chitein, scholar the mikre, bone kelesli be'yusel in mikre bone. So if they don't have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're not considered burning like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toshma, Ve'imer burning lo'yemumba. What it means? Lo'yemumba, children who have no faith, who have no emune. So that means, even when they have no faith in God, they are still burning. V'chitayime ki lesbe yamnuse hu di mikhe boni. Ki pokhala v'zichobi lo'y mikhe boni. So I would say, only a Jew who doesn't have money that could involve is still Mikhabani. As long as he's not made by the Zohar. But if he's made by the Zohar, then he's not Kobani. I mean, why should I say that? I mean, what difference does it make whether he's not in the Zohar, but he's came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he's in the Zohar? I mean, if somebody doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in what way is he on a higher level than someone who is in with HaMizor? I mean, they should be on the same level. So the answer is because there is a halacha. There is a halacha. As kol hakifer b'Avizor in Nikon Yehudi. So I mean, that halacha implies, it doesn't mean in Nikon Yehudi. So it applies to a Jew who is not in my name, let's say like Tukim by Susi, but who was raised that way, who is a teenage Mishpah. So the Rambam says that he doesn't have a din of Yumer and Shchitosi Kshel. If Tzadik by Susi, let's say, someone who was raised in a proper way, in a Jewish home, by observant parents, and then he became a kefir, so if he shechted the him, or so she doesn't avail. But someone like Tzadikim by Susim, who are raised by Tzadikim parents, so then she doesn't share, he does not have a din of Yumer because he's a finished Mishpah. So, why do we say that he doesn't have a din of Yumer? Because of the Aloche, Kolakifa Babrizore Nikoyud. Kolakifa Babrizore Nikoyud. So this is what the Gemara says. V'chitei mekeles b'ruin nuse u d'mikre bon. Only someone, let's say, who doesn't have a munei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's a direction of Yishbo. He wasn't raised in the proper way, so he doesn't have a din of a munei. So he is called bon. But kipal chalav l'schovim kol amine v'avizori l'nikro yehudi as a din of a munei l'chater ekule. So then, it's yotzo v'chol Yisrael is not nikro boni. Toshma, ve'imir, Zer amirei, boni mashrisim, v'chitei me boni mashrisim u dimikre, boni ma'ale lo imikre, toshma, ve'imir, hoyo bimok mashri yom lehem, lo yam yatem, yom lehem, b'nei kilcho. So we have a machlekes, between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, So, Rav Yehuda says, bizman, shatam negim, minak boni, is nikoyim boni. Ainak neigim kiboni. If the one of the Jew abandons the Torah, so he's not called boni. And Reb Meir says that even if he's in Shumet Lav Rizor, even if he's Polcha Lav Rizor, he's still nikoyim boni. Now, so how do we pass him? Do we pass him like Reb Meir or pass him like Reb Yehuda? So from this Gemara, it appears that we should pass him like Reb Meir, because Rav Akiva, this is what the Meschupes of Rosh said. And Rav Akiva told him that even if he is in the Tzimish Shalmokim, so he's still called Boni, because the Pesuk of that place of all Nachmecho. Why is it, I mean, that Rav Akiva did not mention the same Pesukim that the Gemara mentions here? So apparently, when you argue with the Goy, especially in Israel, so we see from the Medrash, from many Mamore Chazal, that the same sources that can be used for ourselves, but when you argue with the Goy, you cannot use these sources, you have to use other sources. But it's really the same halacha. that is expressed in Gemara in Dushin, so it is expressed here by Rabbi Akiva. Now, there is a very interesting tshuva in the Tshuva Sarajma, in Tshuva Kuf Tzadidaw. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that an Akum doesn't mean that can be a even a Gatesha is not mitam beyal. Shenema odom kiyomus beyal, atem kuyim odom. Beyin, odom atem. Tzei marisi. So, odom atem, atem kuyim odom. Veinu miseilom kuyim odom. So the mele, an akum, a nochri, is not mitam beyal. Bimakim imasi, yes. But beyal is not mitam. And most Rishayim passed like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Mechaber also passed like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And but Ramo says, Nochi lahachmi. Not that he passes with an Akumikram, but he says, Nochi lahachmi. So this is the psak of most Rishayim, that an Akum is not with Talbeya. So someone inquired to the Rajmo, how about the Yisroel Mishumim? Yisroel Mumer, the Mishumim, Mamish Mishumim. Who is Yotzim of our Yisroel? Is he with Talbeya or is not with Talbeya? So, in Tshuva Kuf Tzadidaw. שאלתו משום דבר לזור אם איתה מבעיה אם לא מי אמרינו אבו פי שחוטו ישראל so is mitam beyer o idim mo kim de marzim o ya veide o muta la o veise de ribis di chliotza mo chal yisroel gamre vi chibu shekei vi shachim kosev arav arav avrom zao that it's muta la o veise de ribis at that point there is also machoy gil shei rashi shidi zi kenad bi mao vim to ribis but vi shachim kosev arav avrom zao de raive that muta la o veise de ribis וחיפו שכן להפנין ימתו מכם, אבל גם ימתו מדרעיסי. So he says, שום, איבן, ישראל משומד מודר על בית סבירית. So he doesn't agree with the sheet of Rashi. וכדיסי בירושלים פרקם אל המזור, בגסוי דקיסר, וחיימי מרזיר לי, אבי לו דביניס, ואבי לו באח בתל אביב נחמון. ולפנים מן השור על נסחס את המת. והי לו יוכינו, אבל גם ימתו מה, ביועוד אותה לנחמון. ואוי את זה עוד אמור. דקדוש הפלושים ותגד ושתי עשור עד שיגרן שתגד כישראל ובכלל בונימו כדיבר רמיה בשיר הפרקה מדקדוש יגרסים נוסון בונים אתם עד השם הלכיכם בזמן שאתם נהגים מן הבונים אתם קרויים בונים שנאמר בונים אתם עד השם הלכיכם אם אי אתם נהגים מן בונים אין אתם קרויים בונים דיבר רב יהודה רמיה רמיה בין כך ובין כך אתם קרויים בונים שנאמר בונים שחור ממנו וחיתים לסחור ממנו למקרה בונים כלסר בו ינוסם למקרה בונים ואין לבונים לא אינו בון וחיתים לכלס בו ינוסם למקרה בונים כי פאו חלב נזור אלו עם מקרה בונים ואין לבונים משחיסים וחיתים לבונים משחיסים למקרה בונים מעל לבו מי יקרה so hoye bim okla she yom alem lo yam yatem yom alem bnei kilchoy so we have all got so the Rajbo it's remarkable that the Rajbo is still a dead child as whether a mishumet a mumer is mitame veil or not in the machleket between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi and the court Rabbi Yudin says that this man the polach lab is oil so he is not called bunny so then he's not mitame veil like an apple but according to Rabbi Yudin that he's called bunny so he's not yotzam chal yisoyl gamre it's only bunny how can he say he's yotzam chal yisoyl gamre so he's mitame veil so he says that the halach the apple gab the Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Yudin halach ik Rabbi Yudin. So generally speaking, whenever there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudeh, it's halachic Rav Yudeh. Only halachic Rav Meir because there is some. In the Rabbonos here, it's not a machlekes in the Rabbonos and the Gzeire. But if it's in the Shire and the Raise, so halachic Rav Yudeh. But here, hoche Rav Meir kroye kodayik. And with that we can understand this why the order of the machlekes is mentioned reversely. In every other place, wherever the pricing or the Mishnah mentions the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudeh, so Rav Meir's view is mentioned first, and then Rav Yudeh. Why? Because the Halacha is like Rav Yudeh. But here, Rav Yudeh's view is mentioned first, and then Rav Meir. Why? Because this is an exception, the Rashi says. Here, the Halacha is like Rav Meir. And then he says, after the Rabbi Yudah Lavruch Lodin after. He mentions other reasons, but even according, you shouldn't think that according to Rabbi Yudah, so a Mumer is not with Arameya, he's not an Odom. Yeah, I mean, an Odom is. He's not Bonim, but an Odom is. But, so he mentions two reasons. So he says, Hocher Rabbiya Koy Kodayit. It is interesting that and the in the Sifri and the Posik and the Posik of Bonimat Hashem Kirchem, so Reb Yudah himself mentions the same droshes that Rabbiya mentions. So the Reb Yudah himself, but he says, Bizman Shinegin Bonim Natan Khuin Bonim. So the Malbim says that after Reb Yudah heard the rise of the Psukim from the Meir, so he considered to the view of Rabbi. So in other words, we pass it. The Rajba says, here the Alochim is like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Yudah. But the Maub says that Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yudah was Chesed, and he considered to Rabbi. Alright, and that we see from this Gemara. We see from this Gemara. Now, the Rajbo said that in Mumer is Mutal al Vesidaris. Mumer is Mutal al Vesidaris. And at that point there is a Machlekes Hashem. So some of the Shem say that in Mumer is Mutal al Vesidaris. So those who say that in Mumer is Mutal al Vesidaris, in Mumer al Hachis. So two different times are mentioned. One time is because in the parasha of Ribis, the Torah says v'chiyachiv imoch. So that means that the Isa Ribis applies only to one in respect to whom we are mechiyav achisei. In respect to whom the chiyav of tzedakah applies. But a mumel achis, so he's bechal amiridim. So the mele is muvke of the chiyav of achisei. So the mele there is no mitzvah tzedakah towards the Mumel Achis, so in Mumel there is no Israelis. Rashi Shite is to the contrary. The Rashi Shite is that really it's true that the Chiyoch Yichoyimoch, the Mitzvah of Tzedoki is mentioned in the same posik as the Israelis. But it's two separate things. The Chiyoch Yichoyimoch and there is an Israel of Ribis. So true, by Mumel Achis there is no Mitzvah of Tzedoki of the Chiyoch Yichoyimoch, but there is a Mitzvah, there is an Israel of Ribis. But some Rishonim base the Issa Ribis upon the Chiyuv Achis. And then other Rishonim, they say that the reason as to why there is no Issa to be Malvei Mumel Achis Ribis, because the Torah says Leochicho Rishashia. So in other words, so the Mumel Achis is not considered Ochicho. A Mumel Achis is not considered Ochicho. The Rashbo here in the Tshuva, so he agrees with the Shita of the Rayet, that in Mumel Achis, or in Shumet, Lavizor, one who converted himself, who gave up the Jewish faith, so it's Mutal al Vesid of Ibis, and he says that he's not a Chicho. That he's not a Chicho. But, still he says, Bonim is. So we see that the Shem Chicho of Israel is not based upon the fact that all Jews are considered bonim by the Shem Elokim. It's something else. Well, the Rashba Shiti is that Imum al-Hachis is not Ochricho, but bonim is. But let's see Rosh Narama. Rambam says in Perek Yud of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, Halacha Beis, he said as follows: Le'ilo me'ilomani min atzdoki. וינדובר רב ולהזק נגלה ובשביל הצדוק שנמה והויום מייסה הצדוק השול כל המרחם מרחם ממהו שנמה ונוסם לכו רחם ורחמך וירבך וכל מי שהוא ארזורי ואימייך ורחי ישלוח שליחס שאין ארזורי אס מצויו אלו ביעקב שנמה ארזורי הימו ולא ירחם וכל הישראל והניל ועליהם ניל עליהם זיקר כי אחים וכל הישראל והניל ועליהם זיקר צדק כי אחים שנמה בוא נמעתם לדשם המקיכם ואם לא ירחם או אוך על אוך מי ירחם. So the Rambam says that all Jews are considered achim. Why? Because of Boni Matim Lashem Lachim. Now, a Jew is achicho. Enoche, even a Gatesha, does not come within achicho. So, the Amin Rishini, the according to the Rambam, so an achim comes within Re'eim, but not within achicho. In achicho, because achicho has the connotation of achicho b'diro limitzis. So, lifugu, we could say that the Shem Achicho of a Jew is not based upon the fact that Boni Matim Lashem Lachim. Because we are all mechuyev in the mitzvahs at all. So Mela, we are Achicho b'teiro b'mitzvahs. But the Rambam, Shita doesn't appear that way. The Rambam says, V'chol Yisroel, V'al Mil V'aleim Ki Achim, Shenema Boni Matim Lashem Lachim. So in other words, if not for the fact that Boni Matim Lashem Lachim, a Jew wouldn't be called a Chicho either. Because here it's not a Chicho in the sense, you know, of the filial relationship. Because in the filial sense, a Chicho means a brother, I mean, who have a common parent. And a common parent. So here, a Chicho means a Chicho b'teiro b'mitzvahs. So we could say, since all Jews are mechuyev, are bound by the Torah, some of them they are achim. Why resort to the posik of Boni Matim Lashem Lachim? But the Rambam resorts to the posik of Boni Matim Lashem Lachim. And the Rambam says, V'chol Yisroel v'al Yomim Aleihem, ki achim hem, shenema Boni Matim Lashem Lachim, v'im yirachim mo'och aloch, mi yirachim. Mi yirachim. So it appears, so Mimele, the Rashbo says that on one hand the Alochin says is like Rameya, that in Lavizore, so he's called Boni. Mimele is not Mitamabeya, but he is Mitamabeya. And on the other hand he says that in Lavizore, so Mutar always the Ribis. And what does he mention? Because he is not a Chicho. But according to the Rambam, he is a Chicho. Because according to the Rambam, whoever is considered Bonim is considered no Chicho. And Och also, Yechol Yisroel Vamil Valeim Ki Achimei Shenema Bonim Atem Vadishem Alechechem. So we see that the Rashi is Chelik on the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, so the reason is why a Jew is called an Ach is not Ochicho, is not because all Jews are born by Shem Lachim. It's another reason. So even a Mumel Ach is a Mumel Amizore, who is Yotzom Lachal Ochicho, Ochicho is not. But Bonim is. But according to the Rambam, so V'chol Yisroel V'anil V'alim K'achim Shem Bonim Matar Shem Lachim V'im Yerachim הוֹאֹךְ עַל הוֹאֹךְ מִי יִרָחֶם וּמִי אֲנִי יִשְׂרֵאֵל לִיסִמֵנֵיהֶם הַלְאַקֹּם דֶּתָּא וּנְצֵא מֵנְשִׁין הַלְאַקֹּם שֶׁסֵינֵי יִשְׂרֵאֵל רֵיתִי נַחֵם הַיִּנִי בּוּיֵי אֵלֹה לַחֵם. Anyway, so we see that the Rashbo is chilek on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the Ochicho, the Shem Ochicho that every Jew has is based upon the fact that Yisroel are called Bonim b'Shem Ochicho. Alright, I don't want to go beyond that, and please, you should go into this Medrash and learn this Medrash. And I take the attendance, even if I don't take it to the attendance, I don't put it down in writing, but I know every day who comes to this Dorim, who doesn't come to this Dorim, who comes to the Minyan, who doesn't come to the Minyan. So please, you have to go to this Midrash and be in this Midrash until 12:45, and then you have to be in this Midrash every day for the second Seder. If anyone has a special reason, so he should speak to me. But if he doesn't speak to me, I'll feel very offended if you are not in the Seder, the second Seder or the first Seder.
Thank you.
Shir Mem Vav and Bava Basra, Chav Ches Teves Hetov Shin Mem, January 17, 1980, of Thursday.
כשאין שם דני סוף של אודום קצובים לי בלישעשונו כך הסבני סוף של אודום קצובים לי בלישעשונו. In other words, it is determined how much of Roman's assets will be diminished in the course of the year. Determined. So, Zohar, how we place the Lord Rachma. In other words, people shouldn't make a mistake, the silly mistake, that if they try to save more and more for themselves, they'll have more and more. It's not so. Whatever is destined that should be diminished from one's income and from one's assets will be diminished. But the question is, how will it be diminished? So if he has the right motivation, if the person has the right motivation, so it will be diminished by a certain portion of his income being given to poor people for tzedakah. And if he refuses to give tzedakah, so it will be diminished anyway. So he'll have to give it to the government, he'll have to give it, or maybe Chas v'Shalom, robbers will make a hold up on him, thieves will come, whatever has to be diminished will be diminished. But, and that is beyond the control of the person, but it is within the control of the person in what manner it will be diminished. Whether it will be diminished by giving way for tzedakah, or by giving way to robbers, to thieves, or for other purposes. So Zohar, how it plays for all Bachmecha, Loi Zohar, Vani Mehudim Tobi Baiz. In other words, every person has to bring kabbalas. But it's a question, I want to discuss that in Kippashir. So the question is whether the kabbalas will be kabbalas ladishev or it will be lazozeh. But there is no such thing that a person should go through life without kabbalas. He'll have to give kabbalas. If he gives it for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for humanity, to help the Jewish people, to help the poor, to cure the sick, fine. If not, he'll give kabbalas for another ways. So, Zohar, how he plays for all Bachnecho, Loi Zohar, Vani Mehudim Tobi Bais. Ki Ho, what do you mean Vani Mehudim Tobi Bais? That means the Romans. So then, he will have to give it way to other people. Ki Ho, Ibnei Achsei, the Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai, Chodolai Bechilme. So, the nephew of Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai, so Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai had a dream about them, about his nephews, about the sons of his sister. So Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai had a dream about them. V'boyeli mechzar shva miyodim. So he dreamt that his nephews, so 700 dinri will be diminished from their income in the course of the year. 700 dinri, a dinri zor, will be diminished from their income. So the Kabir Zakkai knew that is going to be diminished, no matter what. The question is, how will it be diminished? Will it be diminished because they'll have the sense of giving it away for Ani, or to be diminished because the government will take it away from them as a penalty. So Asir, so he pressured them. I mean, not that he applied physical coercion, but just Kviyas Dvor, he chastised them and he pressured them, they should keep what's wrong. So they weren't willing, but they finally succumbed to his pressure. Shokal Minayon is Rocky. Shokal Minayon is Rocky. So he was able, with all the pressure that he applied on his nephews, he was able to get from them for Tzedakah 683 So 683 dinar. They refused to give more. Now he dreamt that 700 is going to be diminished. Is puch gabei yeshiv sadim. So 17 dinar remained that they refused to give this money. Kimote malim the kippures. In other words, with all the pressure that Rabbi Yechon Zakkai applied upon his nephews, so he was not able to get from them 700 zuzim, just 600 maybe. So kimote malim the kippures came erev kippur shonim the kaseya. So they were told to come to the government. The Kaiser doesn't mean after the king. It means any government official is called the Kaiser because everyone works for the king. So Naktinu, and then he took from them 70 more dinar. So that was the balance that was left that they refused to give to Zdoke, so they had to give it away to the government official. So they were afraid, they didn't care about the 70 dinar. They were afraid that it's without a limit. Now 70 dinar, and then a week later they'll take more and more to take away everything from them. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said to them, "Wait, don't be afraid. Shivsa dinar gabayche shakil minayche." So only the 70 dinar that was left, that you refused to give to tzedakah, then they'll take away. Amalei minoy dat. So they complained against him. Why didn't you tell us that you had that dream? So he said, I didn't want to tell you that dream, because if I told you the dream, then you would give it in order to be nitzel from the malchus. You wouldn't tell it, it's hard. But now that you, so I gave, you gave me 683 zuzim dinarim because you succumbed to my pressure. So mele, as the Rambam says, how is it that Bezdin is keife, a Jew to do a mitzvah, but after all, if he doesn't want, so how can he be mekayem mitzvah? Bal kokh, anyone cannot be mekayem mitzvah. Bal kokh. So Rabbi Yehuda says that in the Mandomar says mitzvah is yitzchus kavone. But if he has kavone not to be mekayem mitzvah, he cannot be mekayem mitzvah. One cannot be mekayem mitzvah if he doesn't want to be mekayem mitzvah. So he said, so that's why I didn't tell you of my dream. So I just chastised you. But so I was able to prevail upon you, you should give $683 dinar. But the 17 that you refused to give, so you have to give it away anyway. Yeah.
Do I have kavanah not to give kavanah mitzvah?
What is it?
Do I have kavanah not to give kavanah mitzvah?
No, not that they have kavanah not to be kavanah mitzvah. But in other words, if it's bal kochay, why do we say that if they have kavanah not to be kavanah mitzvah? So it's not Mikayim. Even according to Mandoma, Mitzvah says it's first Kavane. Because Baal Kochay, one is not Mikayim Mitzvah. So here too, since it was, that would have been Baal Kochay. So when do we say that Nafshi shall Yisroel Reitze if he does it because of coercion that was applied by Bezdin shall Yisroel? But if then we say that, in other words, if he gets hit by this in order to do a mitzvah, so then in the end he's out. In the end he's out. Because the hakoye is just to remove his capricious intentions. But Mashiach came, if one gives in order to be matzel himself from the government, so then he really doesn't want to be mekayem mitzvah. He doesn't want. Alright.
Why is it? Was it no worse than a mitzvah shelo lishma? I mean, alright, he's doing it to be matzel from the government, but still, there's why can't he be kind of mitzvah also? No, no.
This is not mitzvah shelo lishmo. Mitzvah shelo lishmo means that he wants to get to be praised, this and that. So he wants to do the mitzvah. Here, he doesn't even want to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah shelo lishmo, he wants to do the mitzvah, but he has no ulterior motive. But here, he doesn't even want to do the mitzvah. He just wants to get rid. He's afraid of the government. Because once he becomes involved with the government, he's afraid they'll take away everything from him. So it's like giving to a baba, to someone who makes a home. The same way, then he would be giving for an in the same way that a person gives to a baba who makes a home. And here, Omalei Vamai Voyamarto, the Nisvinu Omalu Amine Keheichad Nitev the Mitzvah Lishmo. They are the Mitzvah. And here, since they succumb to his pressure, to his admonition, so they will become not only Mitzvah Shalom Lishmo, they will become Mitzvah Lishmo too. Because as the Rambam says, when Bezdin Shalom Yisrael escape the Jew, so even though at first he screams and he yells, but then in the end, he's happy. So he's mikayim mitzvah lishmos. Rav pope ha-lesonik idaura. Yishtamit kar. So, Rav pope was going up a ladder. So he slipped. He was about to slip. So, boy with me. So he almost dropped. Omaru, Oma hashtekein is chayev mandi salamon. That's a euphemistic expression, mandi salamon. They were referring to themselves, but in other words, but they didn't want to spell it out, so they used the euphemistic expression. It seems that our enemies are guilty, like in Chalosh Avoses Leid Arizon. They didn't mean the enemies. They didn't mean the same Israel. They meant themselves, but in order not to spell it out, that it appears to them as if they, Chas v'Sholem, had been guilty, like Michal Shabosei said in Arizona. So they said, it appears that our enemies are as guilty as Michal Shabosei in Yilchon. Omalei, in other words, he didn't understand. Why should he be punished like that? He almost got killed. He almost got killed. Omalei chiyah barav yiftel rav pope shev oni bol yotcho v'loi parnesas. Maybe a certain oni who came to you and you didn't help him, so because of that you had this fight and that you almost got killed. Itanir rav yishuv v'kol chayim kol amal imin of inaz doke kol imin av nizichobi. So in other words, the Torah applies the expression Blial in respect to David Arizoren, respect to one who has no regard for any. What does Blial mean? Anoshim shepoku eli shalmokim malatim. In other words, a Blial means one who doesn't feel responsible. So, if someone is an Ibid Abizore, he certainly has no sense of responsibility. And if somebody is callously indifferent to Ani, he has no sense of responsibility towards people. So, maybe he's called Iblial. That was the reason as to why you almost got killed, as if he had been in the Chal Shabbos and in the Eid Arizon. Tani, Omer, Rav Lezim Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Tov Mechetz, Shei Yisroel Yisi, B'mazeh, Shom Gogu Praklit Yideuri, Be Yisroel Abim Shem Shemayim. So now it's Doke. Doke is not a good investment. Doke is more than a good investment. Because a good investment, many times, you invest money in a very good investment, but some reason, something happens, and you fail. But Zdokeh there is Avdokeh. Zdokeh there is Avdokeh. Upchonunin ibozeis. So the Mele, called Zdokeh v'chesed shem Yisroel v'isim v'ilam adeh, sholim godeh u'praklitim g'deli, v'yisroel avim shem shemayim. שנאמר, כי אומר רבי שם, אל תובי ביס מרזיח, ואל תלך מספי, ואל תולד להם, כי אספתי אשרי מאיס אום הזה, אס החסד ואס הרחמים, חסד זה גמירס חסודי, רחמים זה זדוק. Now, how does this pasuk imply? This pasuk on the surface says something else. On the contrary, I mean that some people were so guilty, see, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam withheld from them, shalom, peace and security. So how does this pasuk imply that Zdoke is conducive to shalom and to security? The answer is because midas of shlach is both his middle connected middle. And here Novi says that the people who were callously indifferent towards unfortunate people, so peace and security was taken away from them. So that means that that's middle connected middle, that on the contrary it's broken chesed, that is conducive to peace and security. Tanya, Rabbi Yudaimir, they would go caution, car evidence and wool. She never came about the shed. She will be spot last of Doko, Kikrema Yoshi Lobby, which is costing in goals. Who are you in there? A sort of wall in Koshi, people they were. How Koshi? Bowser Mahatka. Basel Koshe, Eyo Mifat. Basel is very tough and sturdy, but still fire can soften it. Eyo Koshe, fire itself, Mayim Mechal Meisim. So water extinguishes fire. Mayim Koshe, Ovim Sinu Meisim. So the clouds can tolerate water. Ovim Koshe, Ruach Mifat Vasom. So a wind can dispel the cloud. Ruach koshe, guf seivle, guf koshe, pachat seivle, pachat koshe, yayim lefide, yayim koshe, shenem pachase, umise koshe miko. So that is the most unpleasant and the most difficult phenomenon is death. Utzdoko matzales ma'isa, dirziv utzdoko tatlumos. Dovish rab destoye barabiyana, boi olei sholei kibides hakodis boruch omines basodom. Midas basodom, Odomi vidurin vodul melech, sofik mikabnisi imenu sofik ei mikabnisi. Vintitzol mikabnisi imenu sofik chelit neamelech, sofik ei nereit neamelech. Vakodish boru chemike, odomi simputeloni, zeichu kamu plishchine, shenema rani bitzedek yad ibonei acho ezbo yo bohok istinasech. Rebeleze adio yivputeloni yodam atzle, omar vichsi vani bitzedek, erze ibonei acho. Mai ezbo yo bohok istinasech, so nadu zedet de aloche. From this developed the practice that the Gabbai in Yishuv walks around the course of Tzuken Zimre to collect Zdok. So it's not the prute that one gives. In other words, it means that the tefillah has to be coupled with chesed. And if tefillah is not coupled with chesed, so there is a diminution in the tefillah. I mean, here the Gemara doesn't discuss that the fact that there is a diminution in the chesed naturally, if it doesn't give zloke, so there is no chesed. No, there is a diminution in the tefillah. The tefillah is not complete if it doesn't go hand in hand. If it doesn't go hand in hand with zloke. But some Jews make a mistake. They commit a very great blunder. They think that if when the government comes with the pushkin, they put in a nickel, so their tefillah is already complete. It doesn't mean if you give a nickel. It means if someone is very poor, he is a pauper himself, all right, he can give. So he has to give a nickel. What can he give? But if somebody is rich, and if he thinks that by putting in the pushkin, so his tefillah is complete, he makes a big blunder. All right. So the halacha is that the tefillah is not complete if the tefillah is not coupled with chesed. So the fact that he puts in the pushke a nickel or a dime or even a quarter does not mean that the tefillah is coupled with chesed. Dichsi ani b'tzedek erze panech. Mai ezbiyo b'hokitz b'nasecho. Omer Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok אילו תלמידי חכמים שמנדתים שינו מיניהם באילו מזה, והקדוש ברוך הוא מסביר מזיו השכינו לאילו מבוא. So what does it mean? בצדק אסביר בהוקיס בנסחו. So אילו תלמידי חכמים שמנדתים שינו מיניהם באילו מזה, והקדוש ברוך הוא מסביר מזיו השכינו לאילו מבוא. See, very interesting, Rav Amir, and I think, I'm not mistaken.
How would you see the Evro? You see, Yem Evro Hayim Ahu.
ואיזהו שמצלוסי ניסו משינו ניסנו ונידיה ומיניסנו ניפלו ונידיה ומיניפלו. So that was this kind of itzlokim, where it is because not every, because the Rambam says Shmina Madrega is Yehi Mizlokim Zulu Mayom Zulu. So this is a special Madrega of Zlokim. In other words, he does it in such a way that he doesn't know who the beneficiary is, and that the beneficiary doesn't know who the donor is. So this is a very high Madrega of Zlokim. So that kind of Zlokim is matzil him mimiso mishuno and midino shogem la puke midan baruk. So neisno, so neisno yideo mi neisno la puke midan baruk, because baruk there was a custom that to put under the threshold, to push under the, in the pipe, there was a certain pipe and the threshold of the owner. So Marukhe was accustomed that every day he used to drop like a mailbox. So there was a pipe and near the threshold, like the mailbox. In many doors you have a mailbox. So there was a certain pipe or a certain box. So every day Marukhe pushed in some money into that pipe. So the only got it every day, so he had enough for his sustenance, but only had no idea who did it, who did the noise. So, but Marukhe didn't know, knew who the beneficiary is, who the recipient is. So it's also a high matter. So, but if somebody gives in such a way that neither do the know knows who the recipient is, nor does the recipient know who the noise, that's even a higher matter of stuff. So lafuke mid baruk. This is even higher madrege of zdoke than the zdoke done by baruk. Neitlo v'nidei amin neitlo lafuke mid rabab. So in other words, rabab had another practice. Rabab. So what did he do? He had a kerchief. He had a kerchief tied around his neck, and then he walked in the street to the market. And then the Aniyim all came over and they had a bundle of money in that kerchief. And then the Aniyim stood at his back and everybody took out money from the kerchief that was wrapped around his back. So the Aniyim knew very well who the donor was, but he didn't know. So that was also high madrega. So he saved the Aniyim from embarrassment. If, let's say, he would hold his bag in his hands and would say to Lamin, come over here, everyone can take as much as he wants. So then it would have involved embarrassment for Lamin. But if he did it that way, so he didn't involve. So that is a very high matrega of Zoki. But there is a higher matrega when one does it in such a way that neither the recipient is aware of the identity of the donor, nor is the donor aware of the identity of the recipient. Now, that doesn't mean that these Amroim, Marukhe and Rababe, that they did not dedicate themselves to the highest of the Zoki. But the answer is, sometimes you cannot do it that way. So they try to help out all the meaning with the minimum of embarrassment. So, but in Haname, if the circumstances had been such that he could have accommodated all these Anim without knowing who the recipient is, so then he would have done it. But Marukhe had no opportunity of accommodating this Anim except by pushing it in the box that was installed near the threshold. That was installed near the threshold. So in other words, even if one does it like Marukhe, it's not the highest form of Zoki. Even if one does it like Rabab, it's still not the highest form of Zoki. So how should he do it? Leisef Le'alikis of Zoki. In other words, if he gives it Le'alikis of Zoki, I don't think that this will apply, now please don't mention it to anybody that I said it, but because it will be very detrimental to the yeshiva. This does not apply to the United Fund, you know. The United Fund, even though it's also a community fund, but giving it here, the Gemara says that when you give money to the allocation zakah, that is the community fund, that's the highest form of zakah. So that was the allocation zakah in Zman Chazal, when the distribution was made according to the Torah, according to Allah, and they didn't discriminate against anybody. And they didn't give those who need the least. But today, when they come to our child and they come to fund, so they accommodate those who need least, and they accommodate least those who need more, who need most, so then to give to the allocation of stocking, it does not constitute the highest form of stocking. The other form,